Christian told me that he said a hell of a sight. I talked to him this morning about the black demonstrations that they have. And Christian told me that they're getting a
massive news number somewhere. Like, oh, yeah.
Where's my news number?
Said they arrested them all?
Yeah. Last night they arrested them. And we can't get the demonstration started again today because the goddamn D.C. police won't let them out. We're trying to get them back up.
That's your lousy law and order administration.
We're talking. We've issued statements twice today. Mad as hell that they're doing this, telling them they better not keep it up or else. But all their ringleaders are in jail. As soon as we get them out, we'll get them back. Folks, there we go. responsible for it.
No, I just sue the publisher. Sue the publisher, get her in a proposition.
He has no qualms.
No, but I mean, this lawsuit is liable. Do you understand the libel suits have an enormous effect on the public
opinion? No, I agree.
Now, people believe you can sue for libel and the other side has lied.
I went through the mental process of wanting to do it myself.
Yeah, you might know, but I'm just thinking this cost of doing it. And, well,
you know, like
the other thing is that I think have a few signed post dedication.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it's outside. Very, you know,
yellow journalists.
Yeah, some of the teachers that work for the Post. Yeah.
They don't unfortunately work for them. There wouldn't be any posts on the streets if they worked for them. I assure you of that. We swear to that.
Well, I mean, just a running battle.
Maybe we don't announce the libel suit of course on the day that dedicated to the Pope. Maybe Bill Ruffin should announce.
I'm not kidding on the libel.
I could take the case.
He turned out that right. Is his first case. He will not say anything about it.
Sure. Well, I've given him a speech.
He won't give it. He can't have a prison because he's only got 4 minutes.
Have you got
it? Incidentally, they're going to have to cut that by why don't you send over to it's got to be down to 13 minutes, which means it can't be more than 1,600 words. So they got to have 300 words. I'll see what they do. Okay. Don't worry. Just tell them to go through it. I started, I took out 100. They wrote it right.
Sure.
I think for that 50-minute format, I don't think we ought to break hold on. Would you agree?
Yeah.
13 minutes. Why? That's really the point. I don't know what it is you're saying, that there might be better by saying nothing after with Frederick.
I was a little bit off, but we've already released one white paper of violent activities, and we did it in the form of a memorandum to all of our campaign officers around the country, warning them of what has been going on in San Diego.
Yeah, incidentally, in the event of Clausen, what I'm thinking about is make this sort of an epidemic, I suppose. And I would cover every editor in the country on that. You see what I'm getting at? Not, I'm asking maybe a lawsuit, maybe the white paper, but maybe Clausen writes an open letter to all editors in the country. He's really going to drive the Post right off the wall. In other words, not write it to the New York Times. Screw them. Write it and send it to every, an open letter to every editor of the country with regard to I was reporter for the Washington Post. I was a Neiman fellow. I was a blah, blah, blah. I now work for the White House staff, and I've been idle. And it's just a double standard here. It's shocking to see what's happened to journalism. And say that.
Could he do that? Well, he's written it. He's written it for an op-ed piece of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Maybe he sent it. Or we'll get someone else to send it. He could, yeah, he'll do it. Oh, hell yes. He can stay.
That's a pretty good idea. You see what I mean? That gets also to this point that they were talking about this morning, where the other papers are beginning to think maybe they should be doing more on this because the Post is scoring a journalistic coup.
Yeah.
They're not there. So what I was thinking was that he ought to send it to hell with op-ed. The op-ed is fine. But he ought to write, just to take the same thing and write an open letter to editors of every goddamn major paper in the country. And a lot of the others too. And he signs it to Neiman Fellow, a reporter until that, for the Washington Post, blank. I was Neiman Fellow, blank.
First of all, to the Washington Press Corps, White House Press Corps.
That's the way to do it. And then have someone else.
Because he's a former member of the White House Press Corps.
And then have someone else say, this is what happened. You know, because they can build Clausen up where he can't build himself up to Neiman Fellow. But we could work that. Somebody.
Well, he can say, I was working for the Washington Post for blank. I was a member of. Not specifically a member of the White House Press Corps, but I worked for the Washington Post. I served here, there, and now this is really shocking. I'm ashamed of my profession.
That's what he says, I'm ashamed of it. We'll work out a technique to do that.
I get his former reporters on that, you know. Maybe you want
campaign anymore, but that she, in her own heart, can't campaign anymore. So,
that gave, well, this is because it's so vicious, little well on her, have to go, she used to give her a pain in the heart, or whatever. Remember how they played the ladybird thing back in 1960?
That was stupidity on her.
On our part, she was out here. Right.
He really has, this afternoon he said that, was it the most immoral act in history?
That Henry doesn't compare us, yeah.
Most immoral act in
history. We've had it for 4 years, I'm sure, that now we're doing it right now.
Well, what if you're
doing it? You know, he's made this his 20th trip before some of the made.
Huh?
I don't think that'll wash you.
Oh, that would, sir. I think people read that and just get repulsive.
Well, no, that overlooks the fact, which is why you can't hang this thing. That the North Vietnamese are sitting on the other side of the table. And Henry Kissinger isn't running around pulling on people's sleeves saying, hey, come talk to me. He's going into a secret meeting with the enemy.
The cartoon tonight, sir, is a classic. You see that?
No, I haven't seen it, sir.
It's got Lee Dak Tho sitting down at the table with Kissinger, and Lee Dak Tho is saying to Kissinger, I wish you would stop interfering in our internal affairs. And Lee Dak Tho is the McGovern Schreiber button. I think the press are really getting, I mean, I think some of the people are beginning to put this Schreiber, McGovern tie.
Oh, that was interesting. Study of the all actions chemicals believes this is true, but the very fact we first saw it was one that which Jefferson won, but which he damn near lost. Jefferson,
say we've got a report, let's just get it cleaned up and get out of the way.